Welcome to episode one of Behind the Machine, where I sit down with your local barista and get to know a bit about their favorite coffees, their favorite tips, and a little bit more about them. Today, I am sitting down with Laura Durley, front of house supervisor and superstar barista at the Banksia Tree Cafe in Port Adelaide.
Hi.
So we're going to start off really easy with a really easy question. What is your go-to coffee?
Black coffee. So double espresso or long black.
Love it. Follow up, how long have you been in the industry?
I've been in industry for 16 years and probably 12 making coffee.
What got you into it?
Just all the process of making coffee. I started dinner in the kitchen, and then I started front of house, I started bar, and then I got onto coffee, and it just blew my mind, all the process of it, and I just loved it.
So you are from France, which I know, but everyone else doesn't. Are there any key differences that you've noticed within the processes and the industry itself between France and Australia?
Yeah, probably. I never like really work too much in coffee in France because I started really when I was in the UK. But yeah, I would say it's a big difference. The coffee is bigger here than it would be in France.
What about in the UK? Was it pretty similar, or
the coffee culture there is not as big as it would be in Australia as well. You know, the beer drinker.
There's no time for coffee. They're like straight onto the pints at like 3 p.m. Oh no. So, what makes you stay so passionate about your job? You've been in the industry a long time. Like, what is it that keeps you growing and learning and like passionate and interested about it?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I guess there's always like so much to learn all the time, even more when you work with coffee and all the rest around it as well. But just talking about coffee, that change all the time. So much to learn, and there's always like, you know, new TikToks for new different coffees to make as well. So
you love your coffee creations, don't you?
Some of them, yeah.
What is the most important thing that you have learned from your job in the industry and also just through the process of making coffee?
That you can't always follow numbers. You know, coffee is a lot of numbers and all of that. You can't always follow numbers. So it's like you need to go with everything, the taste, the smell, it's just, that's why I love it. Like there's so much thing behind. It looks so easy, but like when you really go through it, like it's not that easy. There's so much that go into it. So yeah.
What tips do you have for people looking to get into hospitality or into the barista industry?
It's a hard one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Just need to be passionate about it. If you don't have the passion, you gotta get yourself lose into so many things, and that's not gonna work for you. Like you kind of need to like find what you like, and trying to like grow from there.
And Laura, what's next for you in your hospitality journey?
Well, my dream always been to have my own little thing, like my own little coffee shop or like coffee truck. Like and just the little things, not too much about, never been too much about food and stuff. But yeah, one day I'd like to have my own little coffee thing, whatever is a little shop or a little truck. Yeah,
that's your goal. Perfect. I love it. And what is your favorite coffee shop in Adelaide?
Oh, I've got a few. But there's definitely Boy in Bloom that I recommend a lot. They got two of their shop. Bank Theatre is a pretty good place to come for coffee too.
Especially if you want to see Laura.
And yeah, there's a few different ones, but yeah, I do enjoy Boy in Bloom going and have a little sit there and breakfast.
Perfect. Well, I think. That is everything today. Thank you so much for joining me, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you next month, and I'll see you tomorrow. So, bye.
Bye.
Bye.